cold sweat ran down Lottie's back. She pressed herself against the damp wall in the dark alleyway and held her breath. She could hear his steps coming closer and closer, so close that she could hear him breathing. Quickly, she took a few more steps and disappeared behind one of the big black bins. Her heart was pounding inside her chest as she slowly slid down the bin. "Come out," a raspy voice whispered sweetly, as if he were playing a game. "I know you're here. You can't hide from me forever." With the glow of the street lamp behind him, the silhouette figure edged closer. Lottie's stomach dropped. "Suit yourself. I'll just have to come to you then." She could literally hear the smirk on his face. He was almost there, only a few steps away. "Oh, dear God, I beg you," she whispered, full of despair. He was only a second away now. One more step and there he was, standing right in front of her. Full of terror, Lottie was now looking into the eyes of her murderer. I had been standing in front of his door for a good 5 minutes now, my palms sweaty, my heart racing. I lifted my fist to finally knock on the door, but dropped it again. "Oh, this is just stupid," I mumbled under my breath. Just when I had decided to finally give up and turn around, the door opened. And there he was, wearing nothing but a tiny towel wrapped around his hips. Agog, I marvelled at his impressive six-pack and his strong, muscly arms until my eyes wandered up to his cheeky, crooked smile and finally looked into his bright blue eyes looking back at me knowingly. One of his beautiful wet curls had fallen into his face and it took everything in my power not to move it.
"Hey, Josie, you going to come in or do you prefer just standing there staring at my door?" he said.
Only then did I realise that my mouth had been wide open the whole time. Embarrassed, I closed it and answered hoarsely, "In, I would like to come inside." I hesitated. "But you seem kind of naked." Jason laughed.
"I don't mind if you don't."
He moved to the side and extended his arm in an inviting gesture. I slowly walked past him and into his abode. God, he smelled good. He must have just shaved too. His hands softly pressed against my back, leading me inside, electrifying my entire body, and I froze. Now behind me, he leaned down, and I could feel his breath on the back of my neck as he whispered,
"Why are you really here, Josie?"
With a loud thump, the door closed behind us.